All right, salam alaikum, everybody. How's everybody doing? Guess I'm still on my journey to Islam. No, I do not wear my hijab. I am not there yet in my journey. I have not yet taken my shahada. I want to do it on the 1st of November. That's my birth month. So I want to do it then. And I believe I found a mosque that I want to do it at. I will record it and post it when I do my shahada. But since I am a revert, so all of my halal police out there, please just be patient with me. I'm on my journey, okay? I've been watching these retired crash out videos, and they are funny. I'm not discrediting anybody that does these videos when I say the next things, but some of them seem staged to me. Like, it's to me. The retired crash outs that I know, because everybody has their past. I don't care. Everybody has their past. And none of us recorded our videos, first of all. And none of the people that watch recorded their videos either. So we don't have any crash out videos. So I can't really talk on those. But some of them do seem a little staged. Like, some of them seem like they have some filters or edits going on. Like, I don't know any retired crash out that's sitting there editing their fight videos, if they have any. And if they do, it's not like from start to finish. Usually, in my experience, usually they're like in the middle and you're only catching a little bit of it. Or they're like at the end. And again, you're only catching a little bit of the fight. And if they are in the beginning, you're only catching a little bit of the fight. Like, and I have mugshots. Again, I'm a revert. I am on my journey. Allah is not done with me yet. I have mugshots. I was sitting in the back of a police car. I have stories for you, but I don't have videos to show you. I have scars to show you, but I don't have videos. Like, again, these are the retired crash outs I personally know. Your story may be different. This is me. Disclaimer, me. Okay. So, the retired crash outs I know, we all have stories for you. We don't have videos. And if we do, they don't look edited. Like, I'm in chronic pain because a girl broke my jaw. I'm in chronic pain because my shoulder got dislocated a long time ago. And it never really went back right. Like, I have stories like that, but I digress, because again, like I said, these are my personal experiences and my opinions. But I love you guys. And like I said, as my journey with Islam and Allah continues, I will be making more updates about my journey. And also, while I have time and I have you guys here, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my business. Because I'm starting to get people wanting to place orders. And some people aren't understanding some certain things, okay? I'm a small business. My business name is going to be Modest Loops. It plays on the modesty, and it also plays on me being a little. I will come to you guys a little bit about that and what I've learned about that and being Muslim. But yes, my business is called Little Loops, but it's also a very small business. It's only me and one hook. And I don't make small items. I do, like, I make hats. I'm starting to make scrunchies. But a lot of my orders or a lot of things that I make are like skirts and sweaters, blankets, bigger items that take a little longer. So if you want to place an order with me, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be like maybe 1 or 2 people ahead of you. So you're going to have to give me some patience. I do crochet. I crochet. So it takes some time to push out items. But I love you guys, so be patient with me. And yeah, this video was more for jokes and laughs. It wasn't meant to be taken seriously. But I love you guys.